Te Reki Stewart is kindly in for a kōrero today. Both tangata of the National Iwi Chairs Forum and Iwi Māori Partnership Boards have called for an urgent reassessment of the disability funding cuts to safeguard tangata whaika and whānau haua. Te Reki is the chair of Te Taumata Hauora o Te Kahu o Tāone and is a lead advisor at Hauora in the north. Thanks for joining us on the program, Te Reki. Tēnā koe. Kia ora, it's a pleasure to have you with us, brother. You've been working in the Māori space for a long time, Eho. Also, and I want to acknowledge that you're a stroke survivor as well. So health is something dear to us. You've had challenges there yourself, and so it's vital that we do all we can to ensure that our people have the access to health professionals and approaches. There are some changes, obviously, here. What are these recent changes, and how do they affect funding? How problematic has this become, Te Reki?
These sets of changes to the funding for those living with a disability are the most recent announcements by the government, and the government's narrative has been about pausing funding, but actually it's not really a pause, it is a cut, because our tangata whaikaha, and particularly their support people, are now unable to access funding that they would have been able to access previously, and that's largely funding to fund caregivers or support people to support tangata whaikaha or those living with a disability. And it's in things like travel allowances. So if a person with a disability that is unable to travel alone wants to travel or needs to travel, they'll no longer be at this current point in time able to take someone with them. So for our people, that means not going to tangi, for example. They, you know, potentially won't be able to travel to tangi if they've got a disability and require a support person to assist them. That's one example. There's many others. People from the sector with disabilities have talked about even now having difficulty travelling for work, for example. So there's kind of these knock-on effects which aren't just kind of social and psychological, they're also, practical financial aspects to it, I guess, as well for tangata whaikaha and their whānau.
It seems as though it was sort of just dumped through the news cycle, the information out here, because we have a lot of people reliant on these types of support mechanisms, Ehoa. Wouldn't it have been appropriate for the Hauora Iwi Leaders Group, for instance, to have been consulted about the changes that were coming, so that if there did need to be changes, we could have them structured in a way that had the least impact possible? Was there consultation with our Māori Hauora advocates before this decision was made?
No, and that's one of the things that people are very clearly saying, is that this was a huge shock and surprise. There was no consultation with the disability sector or the disability community or even Hauora providers. So it really was came out of the blue. Again, another fundamental failure, to just even engage and consult with those that would be most affected by these changes. Really, really disappointing. And it did create, for the disabled community, it created a lot of angst, to the point where people were seeking support just over the announcement, because they were so worried about what that meant for their lives. Huge disappointment.
I'm really concerned. I mean, you touched on the potential of somebody not going to a tangi because they couldn't get support to get them there. There will be other cases as well where there might be culturally focused events at a town near you, if you will, But if you're in a chair or you need somebody to assist you physically, then you're going to miss out on these opportunities to feel culturally enhanced. What are some other examples? I mean, you touched on a tangi. There could be other hui that these people now can't get to because of these changes.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's wide ranging, and you know, if we think of things like we just had, you know, cultural festivals such as Polyfest. You know, if you didn't live close by, or with, you know, within Auckland, for example, but perhaps one of your mokopuna is performing there, but you live, you know, out of town somewhere else, then it would be absolutely, you know, difficult now to get to those kind of required events. Tangata whaikaha will be reliant on whānau and their kind of informal support networks, I guess, if I put it like that, to get places. So, yeah, it has a lot of, and as I said before, you know, even in a working context, someone that works, and I know Huhana Hiki talked about this recently, you know, because she works but often has to travel for work, and she's not going to be able to take her support person with her now. So that has an impact even on a person's ability to, you know, work and make a productive income. I'm not sure the cuts were really clearly thought through, and it was really a knee-jerk reaction to the ministry basically blowing its budget, and so there was this knee-jerk reaction to wind back the costs, but you know, as you've already identified, with no consultation with the sector.
Tereki, can I talk to you for a moment, please, about the Iwi Māori Partnership Boards? Now, these were established to give some guidance in the establishment of Tako Whai Ora, the Māori Health Authority. Now that that has been disestablished, I hear Shane Reti saying that I still want to retain the Iwi Māori Partnership Board. Are you chair, Te Kahu o Taunui, that particular board? Is this workable, do you think, and are you satisfied with the level of communication you've received from the new health minister regarding his intentions for the Iwi Māori Partnership Board? What's ahead for you and Te Kahu o Taunui?
Yeah, so I the minister has talked about powering up the Iwi Māori Partnership Boards, and at a high level, the talk has been about Iwi Māori Partnership Boards being involved in commissioning of services and monitoring of the local health system. I think there is an excitement, if I put it that way, in the Iwi Māori Partnership Board space around what that could potentially mean and deliver. I think the problem at the moment is there isn't a lot of detail around this, and there is no funding. So Iwi Māori Partnership Boards have not got any commitment to funding to actually perform those functions. So, you know, commissioning or commissioning is about the planning, designing and funding of services. You know, there's particular skill sets that sit alongside that. They don't, you can't just pull in people off the street and ask them to do commissioning, you know. And so if there's no funding for it currently, and no funding has been announced by the minister, then it's going to be very hard for the Iwi Māori Partnership Boards to actually perform those roles. So we're kind of in this space at the moment where I think there's a lot of intent and good intent on behalf of the Iwi Māori Partnership Boards to want to contribute to those functions, because they're levers for change, really. It's just that at the moment, though, we don't have the ripe context for it in terms of, you know, there's no funding that's sitting behind this at this stage. There's been no announcements about any funding to support the development of those functions. So that's kind of the space we're in at the moment. But and the Iwi Māori Partnership Boards range widely in size, you know. So we've got Te Kahu o Taunui is the biggest one in the country, population-wise. It's got the biggest population. It takes up half of Auckland, pretty much, right up to Maiki Te Rerenga o Wairua, to the top of the North Island. So it's a big geography and a big population. And then we have other IMPBs that are a lot smaller. So there's also wide variability in that sense.
Well, it's been an interesting conversation. Let's hope that the boards prove beneficial. We do need advocacy in the Maori health space, and it feels as though we're being lumped together. You're not allowed to say Maori health. It's just got to be all overall health. But we're concerned about our people and how we could be shortchanged with these changes that will be enforced upon us. Thanks very much. It's lovely to have a cordial with you, Te Ariki. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora, Dale.
Kia ora, ngā mihi. Over 603 Urban Māori